The Saints fall to the Ravens 23-14 in the preseason finale for both. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome back to our coverage on NewOrleansSaints.com. It's 9 straight preseason losses now, 0-4 this preseason. But the good news is the preseason is done. The regular season is right around the corner. Thoughts about tonight's game, John? It's always interesting, the fourth and final preseason game. What's your take?
Well, I think Coach Payton saw some of what he wanted to see out of the offense. He wanted to see him come out with an edge, he said. And they moved the ball, ended up with a field goal, but the first team offense did move the ball with Drew Brees on the field. I think maybe he feels a little bit better about their performance throughout this preseason. Not great, obviously, but a little bit better. And one thing Drew Brees said, you know, Mr. Optimism, said that, you know, look, we've had some great preseasons offensively and some slow starts, you know, during the regular season, and then some not so great starts in the preseason and then some good starts in the regular season. So hopefully this is going to be one of those cases where the Saints go 0-4 winless in the preseason and jump out of the gate in terms of winning and during the regular season. Defensively, and got off the field the first couple times defensively, and they were able to get off the field, produced a three and out in that. So that's encouraging also. Now, granted, look, Baltimore didn't bring 27 players, including all the guys who are going to be starters. So you have to factor that in. But if you're the Saints, you just wanted to get some momentum. You just wanted to get that quote-unquote edge that Coach Payton was talking about. So hopefully they were able to establish that, able to play a ton of guys. We saw the secondary on the field for a good long period of time, those young guys. We saw offensive lineman Andrews Pete and Tim Lolito playing left guard and right guard, respectively. Those guys played pretty much the entire first half, so they got some reps at some new positions. So hopefully all these things will help going into the regular season.
Going back to that first quarter, the Saints ran the ball significantly better than they did in the three prior preseason games. John, I guess some of that comes from that edge you were talking about, but also a pretty good effort tonight by the group of Saints running backs.
Well, I think Mark Ingram, C.J. Spiller, Marcus Murphy, Tim Hightower, and Daniel Lasco. All those guys played, and I think all of them were productive. Now, a lot of that comes from getting some room and some seams up front. And so certainly I think the run game was blocked a little bit better by the offensive line. But those guys are talented. It's going to be difficult to get rid of either one of those guys. And remember, Travaris Kitet did not play in this game, so we don't know exactly what that means or if that means anything. The Saints know exactly what Kitet can do. He's been around this program for quite some time, so maybe you don't need to see him in a preseason game. But certainly was encouraging to see those guys, each one of those previously mentioned guys, break off a decent sized run.
No doubt. Some sloppiness as always in any fourth and final preseason game. The Saints had 8 penalties in the first half. They couldn't get the ball moving in the second quarter. And then Baltimore had 4 straight offensive drives where they had at least 10 plays in each of those drives. But again, there's so many guys that played tonight, John, that, well, they either won't be on either of these two teams after Saturday, or if they are, they will not be contributing in the way that the regulars will.
Yeah, this was a long, good final preseason test for a lot of these guys to try to make an impression, put something on tape for either this franchise or another franchise. So you get a lot of guys mixing in and out. Marcus Henry was the second team center tonight rather than Jack Allen, and that was a little bit of a different differentiation for the Saints. So a lot of guys got some snaps. You want to get them on the field, get a nice final evaluation of them.
It's a tough weekend coming up for the Saints, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the most tough, difficult time of the year. I mean, you're talking about trimming the roster from 75 to 53. And those 22 cuts, yeah, some of those guys are expected. But, you know, when you're talking about the difficult ones, the guys who have been around, the guys who have contributed, because there are going to be some guys who have contributed to this team before who might not be on this 53-man roster. Those are the difficult ones to part with. But it's a necessary evil that comes with preseason.
All right. Next week it counts. And, it's one of those deals where I think, John, you leave some of this preseason behind and you take some of it with you. Give me one positive you'll take from whether it be the preseason games or training camp in general, and maybe perhaps one concern that hopefully gets answered rather quickly.
Well, the biggest concern for me is the offensive line and whether or not they're going to be able to protect Drew Brees consistently. That is the one that is alarming and it stands out. That was one of the reasons Andrews Pete was moved from right guard to left guard to hopefully shore up the offensive line and get some better cohesion there. So that's the one that really stands out as an alarm. And I think the if there's a positive, you know, we saw some good things out of the first team defense. Now, not against Pittsburgh, but otherwise we saw some pretty good things out of the first team defense. And these are a bunch of young guys running around, and they're trying to figure out their way, and they're trying to get some cohesiveness, and they're trying to figure out exactly what Dennis Allen wants them to do as defensive coordinator. So that was a bit encouraging. But the offensive line, yeah, that's the one that's going to be a concern, because that really is the linchpin of the entire offense. If you can't protect and you can't create holes, you can't move an offense. So hopefully those problems will get solved.
We expect an official announcement about Paul Kruger in the coming days. Of course, also the final cut down to 53 occurs on Saturday. Otherwise, things go awfully quiet here for the Saints before they reemerge in regular season mode next week in preparations for the opener against the Oakland Raiders right here at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. 23-14, the final tonight. Baltimore wins. They go perfect in the preseason, by the way, at 4-0. The Saints fall to 0-4. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly, and for our videographer, Ashley Amos, we say good evening from downtown New Orleans.